stuff would be noting that the Rambam refers to the Amida Venus as Tov and Yasha, as a double description of the Amida Venus. It's Tov and it's Yasha. The motto for that, Rashi and Tashas Rasharam, of course, from Chazal, on the Pasuk of Asisa Hayashar Atov, is actually one second, I'm sorry. הדרך הישר היא מדבן הנס שבכל דייר ודייר, בכל הדייר שיש לו אבא, והיא הדייר שבכל דייר משני הקצוב ואז ריחו שר, ואין הכל ולא לזה, לא לזו ולא לזו. לפי כך ציבו חכם הראשונים שיהי אודם שם די אוסר תמת ומשער אוסם ומקרים אוסם בדרך המצורס, כדי שיהיה השלם. קצר, לא יהיה בעלכם לנוח וחוס, ולא כמאת שמרגש על הבינני. נגיד עושה לעבודה בגודל שלא יהיה בחוס עליו, כדי שלא יהיה עושה כיוצא באותן אחרס. וכן לא יסעב באלו לדברים שהגו בצער פעם, ואי אשר לא תהיה בסביבה סן. הנה את שנה מהצד את אוכל עושה לנפשה. וכן לא יהיה עונל ואיסקו אלא להעסיק דופו שצר כבר לחי ישר. בעניין שנה מטור ועד מצד. Colloquially, we use the term tzaddik to describe something which is or someone whom we are depicting as being la'eva la'eva. It's quite clear from the Rambam's usage of these psukim. The Rambam is quoting these psukim as proofs to something which is incumbent upon all of us. The Rambam's not describing what's incumbent only upon Yechidei Sekula. And the reason for that is simple. That the definition of a tzaddik is that he's Mekayim Mitzvos and he abstains from Averus. And the definition of a Rasha is the opposite. And in that sense, everyone's mechuyav to be a tzaddik. Tzaddik is not something which is it means he's one of the one brothers. It means he's in some exalted realm which is inaccessible to us. No, it means he does what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And he abstains from what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that one shouldn't do. Yosef, he shouldn't be stingy. He gives tzedakah according to his means. This halacha is very, very difficult to understand. The Rambam says that there are two tracks. There's the track of the Chacham, who basically follows the Midah Venomous. And then there's the track of the Chassid. Chassid always implies the Lifnei Meshuras Hadin, because what the word Chesed etymologically means is more, without the negative connotation necessarily, excess. Chesed means which is something which is al derech haplada, that there's more of it. That's what the Ibn Ezra explains, that the Pshut Lashon Mikra, when the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim describes the erva of ach and achos as chesed hu, so he says that what it means is it's something which is extreme in its depravity. It's something which is extraordinarily corrupt. So chesed means something which is al derech haplada. It can be in a negative context, as that pasuk. It can be in a positive context. He said to Yonah, so Yonah says, Meshamben Adle Shov Chastam Ya'azoru. So there's a Machlokes and Mephoshim, what that pasuk means. But according to some Mephoshim, what it means is as follows. Meshamben Adle Shov, the people on the boat who previously had been Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and Meshamben Adle Shov, now Chastam Ya'azoru, because of their experience on the boat, so they're going to abandon their Avodah Zarah. So Chesed, the first Avodah Zarah, same shot as what the Ibn, I think David Ezra himself gives this cross reference, same shot that the Ibn Ezra learned in Chesed Hu, as describing the Erva and Ochen Hafas. So Chesed means something which is Aldar Haplaga, more. Again, extreme, but not necessarily with a negative connotation, with a neutral connotation. So that's why chesed, because chasidus means what's within the Mishra Sadin. But what some of you can understand there is the following. Amidus chasidus has to mean that the halacha only requires so much, and the person does more. So for instance, in Hilchos Zeilu HaReita, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam talks about if you find an Aveda, Behiya Shuruba Akum, so you can assume that the Aveda belongs to an Akum, and therefore the Aveda is a Paris. And even if it belonged to Yisrael, Yisrael knows that since it's Ruba Akum, so he would have been Mesiyash. And therefore, it belongs to the Notzei Aveda. Says the Rambam, Afu Pisha Isha, no? But it's a Lefnim Yishur Sadin, even where the Motzei Aveda is entitled to keep the Aveda, if the previous owner proves his prior ownership, Lefnim Yishur Sadin to return the Aveda. So then we understand, halacha requires so much. The halacha says the only mechuyav in hasharas aveda to this degree, and the finish was said then is the person goes beyond that. But over here, in this day, it's the Rambam who seems to be describing the finish was said then, contradicts the din. The din is that a person is supposed to go to the Darach HaMesores, and the finish was said then is that the person doesn't go on the Darach HaMesores. He veers slightly from the Darach HaMesores in the direction of either of the two extremes. He veers slightly further away from on the two extremes, the one to which people are generally more susceptible. Most of us are more susceptible to being too interested in amassing money than in being under-interested in amassing money. Most of us are more susceptible to being too nimshach, achar, taivas, achila, etc., than we are being nimshach to being under-interested, under-nimshach in Taivas Achila. So the Hasidim veer further away from the extreme to which people generally are more susceptible. But if the pshat in the Malachim is offered is that a person is included in the Aveidus, so how can it be a Lefnim Yishur Sadin to do what conflicts with the Ora, with the Etzem Hadin? But Elamai, we thought of the Pshat as follows. We explained the other day that the Pshat in the Venus is not that a person is supposed to be a five. It's not that the Mahus of a person is that he's a five. Really, the Pshat in the Venus is that he has both within him. He has the zero and the ten. Practically, in most situations, in 99% of situations, the way this will express itself is a yos that he has the zero and the ten within him, which means that he's not meshuga to the zero, he's not meshuga to the ten. If he were sure to either, he couldn't have both. But rather, he's showing in both. So practically, he expresses himself as a five. The Torah, in light of that, so that we can understand what the Midas Hasidus is. The Midas Hasidus, lo yehi that the Pshat and the Midas Venus is, that there's a Midas of zero, there's a Midas of ten, and the Pshat and the Midas is a five. So then the chassid, the Midas Hasidus, contradicts, because instead of going on a 5, he's going on a 4. He's going on a 4.5. But Hashem is in Mahachi, that the Pshat and Midas Venus is no. The person is sholeit on both of those extreme Midas. He has within him both the 0 and the 10. So then there are two Mahalchim as to how to practically express that control. A person can express that control over the zero and the ten by acting as a five, or a person can go with Nimi Shur Sadin and he can express that control over the zero and the ten as a 4.5. But in light of the understanding we have, so we recognize that that's what allows for this Nimas Asidu. Zoom on the day, the end of the day, and Zoom on the back of the dark and ever abandoned. The hem had dropped and had told me I shine. Shenanda Bahalak to the drop. So here, this, we've discussed this already, but there's something extraordinary in the Seder HaDvarim here in the Rambam. So the Rambam is first here at the end of Halakha Hey, telling us that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Halakha HaDvarim. Until now, he's been telling us, he's sort of been defining terms. He's been defining what the examples are, what the independence is, and now, having given us all that background, so the Rambam comes and tells us the din d'oraisa. So all that is fine and good. But the problem is that we just learned, we just read it a few minutes ago here in Halakha Daled, that the Rambam said, "Lefilu tzivul chachamim harishonim sheyeh adam shom de'osa tamid u'mesha'er osa u'mechaber osa b'derech ha'tzoras kedei sheyeh shalom." That Chazal say that a person is not going to just sort of be'esach hadas end up being mekayem halakha d'var. Chazal say that in order for a person to successfully fulfill halakha d'var, he has to constantly be appraising his deos, his midas. He has to constantly, again, be conscious of directing them along the Derech HaMesoras. So how can the Rambam tell us that the Rabbanon, which is coming to tell us how to become the D'oraisa before it tells us the D'oraisa? In the Mitzvah's Kiddush, the Rambam wouldn't tell us it's a Rabbanon of Kiddush Al-Yayin, of Kiddush Menachem Suda, before it tells us it's a D'oraisa Kiddush. No, first time it is a D'oraisa Kiddush, and then say that the Rabbanon, it should be Al-Yayin. That the Rabbanon, it should be Menachem Suda. You can't tell me that Din Rabbanon before you tell me that Din D'oraisa. And yet here the Rambam has the Din Rabbanon of being Shom De'osa Tamid, and again, that Din Rabbanon is linked to the fear of not after the drug, right? And that's what the whole thrust and the whole token of the din d'rabbanan is. So it's part of the answer is clear. In Halachic Gimel, the Rambam writes that Shnei Tzavos Harachokos Zomi Zahu Shepukhodei Vedeya Einon Derech Tova Ve'ein Rokwi Lola Adam Malachas Bahen Lola Lamda Ma'atzam. There are several places in the Rambam where it's clear that what the Lashon Ro'i means, or here it's Ein Ro'i, but what the Lashon Ro'i means is something that we know Mikorach HaSvara. Even without having a Pasuk in Chumash, even without having a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, but the Baruch Hu endowed us with Svara. And there are things that we can understand and know and recognize we call it Asvara. And that's also a Machayev. That's also a Machayev. Ad kidei kach, that the Rambam says that even if you didn't have the positive Halakha d'Drachot, you would have had the context, you would have had the anchor for the Din D'Rabbanan. The din rabbanan, if you even in halacha dalet, where we don't yet know the passing of halacha to the drachas, but we can understand what the what the basis is and what the context is of the Durabonon of Shiehe Adam Shom Ve'Osa Tamid. It's this Chiyuv Mikol HaSvara. Mikol HaSvara, a person is Mekuyav to go the Darach HaEmtzayos. The question is, does it have enough gemina here in Hilchos Deyos? Well, no, it's just such an important yisod, and everyone wants us to know this for other contexts. The fact that it's not only the halakha of yoch of a pasuk and chumash, but it's something that we could and should have understood when we call it Hasvara. Well, no, maybe just the soul is so important that the Rambam is presenting it here, and perhaps not in another context. Are there any applications here in Hilchos Deyos which you wouldn't know from the Pasuk, but that you do know, we call it Hasvara? I don't know, so let's leave that for the next episode. Okay, so we'll stop here for now, and then we'll continue.